It's the Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. And it's time for Drive to the Game, brought to us by the Illinois Department of Transportation. Normally, we would be talking to a Blackhawk at this particular moment, but Connor Murphy's still mad at me about how I treated his mother. I thought I treated her with incredible respect. Incredible respect, but I talked to her more than I talked to him, and I think he's a little salty about that. I'm not quite sure. Or they're on the road. It's one or the other. I can't tell. Nick Ismonte, who is, of course, now the rinkside reporter for NBC Sportsnet here in Chicago, is with us, and you're no Connor Murphy. I'm just going to say that. I'm glad you shaved the mustache, by the way.
This is so much better, right?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about this, though? People keep coming up to me, like at the game last night, the amount of people that came up to me at the United Center, I'm like, you should have kept it. I'm like, wait, where was this? Like, I was getting chirped like there was no tomorrow on Twitter.
I'm going to chirp one more thing at you, because I realized after we saw you at the United Center a couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about this, there was something you were reminding me of, something I couldn't quite figure it out. It reminded me of a kid in like fifth grade in the play where they put a mustache on him to make him the adult, you know, in the play. And I'm like, it's just not for, you know, it's stubble's great. I mean, everybody loves a stubble. Yeah. You look great. You know, but the mustache, only cops and firefighters can pull off the mustache.
Yeah. Pat Boyle's been calling. If I don't shave, so this morning, I know you can't see right now, but I've got like the ghost of the mustache right now. It's that not shaven, you know, for 24 hours look. I'm Italian. Just give it 5 days. The 5 o'clock shadow comes in at two.
Yeah, exactly. 9 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about the situation we find ourselves in here with the Blackhawks. First of all, it's not great that Andrew Shaw now is on the IR. That means something totally different than it does in football or baseball, but he will be available after December 27th, and it does open up some room to go out and get somebody, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think the move right now is you're not going to see them make any trades for anybody. You're not going to see them do anything kind of crazy like that. I think it's a wait and see right now.
No white flag here, right?
No. I think the problem is, listen, concussions nowadays in hockey have taken on such a giant meaning, right?
Right.
And you're so much more careful with it, and you're so much more calculated on the return. Same thing with Drake Caggiula right now. Feels good, but it's not about being 99%. You got to be 100% before you come back. And these guys, and I'm talking about the athletes and Jeremy Calton, the head coach, who, by the way, ended his career because of concussions, are very sensitive to it. They're very careful with it. And it's just one of those things where you really don't know the timeline. So I don't know as though it's going to take all the way till the 27th for Andrew Shaw to feel better, but in the world that we live in now in the NHL with cap space and everything like that, it's smarter to put him on long-term injured reserve, let him get 100% healthy, bring him back, and it gives you an opportunity to clear some cap space, bring some guys up from the minors, from Rockford, that can step in and try their hand. And it's not a bad thing.
You know, we should talk a little bit about concussions in sports, period, because it obviously has become a huge issue, yeah. CTE and all of that. And we're starting to become, obviously because of the studies during the Iraq War of folks who, you know, were there and got injured either by concussive, you know, being too close to an explosion or whatever it happened to be. And you started to see this change in people's behavior. And that has been going on in wartime and in athletics forever and ever and ever. People like literally lead with their head. And now we've become very, very aware of what the actual changes in the brain are, and you can see it on an MRI and all of that. And the NFL were the first to like start, you know, you had these athletes either killing themselves or going through a series of other kinds of personal problems. And then the NFL was getting hit seriously and hard with lawsuits. The NHL wants to avoid that, and the NHL has known forever and ever and ever. I mean, it probably, you know, by a per capita basis of players, probably has more than the NFL has.
Well, there's different ways you get hit in the game of hockey, right? There's obviously contact that is made between body and body. There's difficult contact that's made into the boards, sometimes on the stanchions, and they've done some things and adjusted the rink to avoid that a little bit. But then there's also contact that happens in open ice, which is clean body on body, but then the player, you know, loses their balance or can't control their fall and then makes contact with the ice on the way down. So there's multiple ways in the game of hockey. I mean, even
from when they were kids.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, and they say that about football as well, but you know, it doesn't, you don't don't necessarily have to hit your head. It could be the rapid deceleration that actually can cause it. And that's where you run into, you know, because these guys are moving fast, right? You could be moving 20 miles an hour on those skates. And so if you, you know, hitting the board or whatever it happens to be is, it, you know, is really, it, it's really a thing. And so with Andrew Shaw, especially the way he has played the game of hockey, you know, you, you definitely want to be careful with him. There's no question about it. And he's a beloved legend. We'll come back. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Nick Ismondi is with us. We'll be right back with him. But first, let's check in with Roger Badish. What's happening with the traffic and the weather? All right. Nick Ismondi is with us. You know, he is the face, the voice, the eternal spirit of the Chicago Blackhawks now and the NBC Sports Chicago.
I like that.
And this is, by the way, we are doing our Blackhawks segment here with Nick because Connor Murphy is not available to us today. This is the Drive to the Game brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation. And Connor, they're on the road, right? They're on their way to wherever they are on their way to because it's West Coast for these next couple of
days. Little Vegas. We got some Vegas in the mix, so they're there right now. So my old home, but they're getting ready to take on the Golden Knights tomorrow. Big test for those guys, too. So.
Everything seems like it's a big test right now.
It is.
What do you assume is going on here?
I think it's a team that's trying to find out what their identity is, and right now it's inconsistency. But that's,
they had it. They were moving like 3 weeks when we were there 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
You saw them starting to play. They were aggressive. They were trying to get ahead fast. Right. They were trying. There was speed at the beginning, and I think that's a bit of what's being coached here, right, in Jeremy Calton's system, and. They were getting to the puck. They were trying to keep the puck in their end. I mean, that's, you know, in the opponent's end, I should say. And it just doesn't seem that they are able to keep that up. Is it a personnel issue?
I don't think so. I think it's a great team across the board. I think they have what they need to be successful. I think it's now just a matter of finding that consistency. And I was talking with somebody earlier about this as well. And here's my take on it. Think about, it's the holidays, right? So we're all gathering with family. Think about Thanksgiving dinner. If you're somebody that comes from
a big family. I try not to, but go ahead.
Yeah, but bear with me on this for half a second. So think about Thanksgiving dinner. You're with your whole family, right? And let's say you remove four or five of those family members and you bring in the second or third cousins who you haven't seen in four or 5 years, right? And then maybe the conversation at dinner isn't exactly the same as it was, you know, when those immediate family
members.
Getting
to know each other is your point.
Yeah, you're getting to know each other, and these injuries really are hindering that a little bit too, because you've got a bit of a rotation and a pipeline coming from Rockford on a moderately consistent basis, and you're missing some big pieces right now. You're missing Andrew Shaw. You're missing Dylan Strome for a bit. Now you're missing Duncan Keith. So now you've got a lot of younger guys that have come up, and they're great, and the boys love them, and they'll bring them into the room, but there is, no matter what, an adjustment period. So finding a stride.
And names that are coming in, like DeHaan and guys like that, that you need to get used to their style of play.
100%. DeHaan's, Carpenter's, Robin Leonard has been a giant addition to this hockey team, both on the ice and as a leader. So, you know, I think they're just kind of figuring it out. I think they have all the right pieces. Now it's just a matter of putting it together and keeping that consistent. The biggest word right now for them is inconsistency. They just haven't been able to put it together over the course of 10 games. And as soon as they start to do that, you're going to see good things happen.
Okay, you promise?
I promise.
I'm asking Santa right now.
On my word right now, my friend.
You're hockey Santa. I love hockey. I love the Blackhawks. I've always loved the Blackhawks. It's an honor to be finally on the same station as the Blackhawks. For years and years and years and years, I wasn't, and I still had to, you know, somehow sneak my allegiance in. I cannot understand how we have gotten where we've gotten here, because you do have a ton of great talent. And Jeremy Calton, I get why they hired him. I totally do. I mean, like a lot of Hawks fans, I didn't think Q was the problem. But, you know, that's what happens. The chief gets shot in situations like that. But this is a situation that I think is astounding, because you've got a core, and Kane and Taves couldn't have played better last year, right? I mean, these are two guys. I know you were in Las Vegas last year, but you're watching all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these two guys were on fire, and Patrick Kane, you know, he was playing as well as he was early in his career last year. And you're thinking, well, if they're playing like that, why are we having the problem? And we obviously couldn't stop offenses from getting deep and setting up well on our side of the ice. And that was our problem on our blue line. And that was that. And if you allow guys to set up, and we just didn't seem to have that big D presence that we were, you know, best known for.
And I think that's probably the area that is most focused on this year. It's establishing that presence inside of their own zone and then working on that breakout, transitioning better. At the start of the season, that's the one thing we were talking about a lot. It was, okay, be simpler on your transition. Get through the neutral zone with minimum effort, and if you have to, as soon as you cross that center line, go ahead and just dump the puck in, and then we'll set up offensively. And I think they teeter-totter back and forth with that a little bit right now.
They're not able to set up. I hate to get all exactly. X's and O's here because it's hard to see when you can't see it. But, which is obvious, what I've noticed is they have done that. They have dumped in,
yep.
And they're not getting to their own puck.
So it's chipping it to better, more recoverable areas. Well, so instead of crossing that center line, okay, for the hockey fans that don't know exactly what we're talking about, it's the middle line in the middle of the ice right there. Mm-hmm. They cross that line, they can dump it in without it being icing. So what you want to do is you want to dump to a retrievable area. So rather than going all the way to the corner with it or whipping it around the boards and letting the goalie play it or letting their defense get to it, you want to cross that red line and chip it in. So a lighter dump off the boards to the top of the circle or the hash marks so that it's easier to recover. That's where opposing defense hates to go and pick up pucks. It's a tough area. You're 50-50. You're not going out. You're not coming in.
Right.
And you can jump on pucks right there. Exactly. Yeah. A little bit easier.
And it's harder for them because they're going backwards.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to kind of chip to recoverable areas, but when you get under pressure sometimes in neutral ice, it doesn't go to plan. So I think it's just about managing their transition and being a little bit safer and getting more of an opportunity to set up offensively. And then, of course, shutting things down in the defensive zone.
Yes, there is all of that.
It's easier said than done. I don't think it's X's and O's with these guys. I think they're going to figure it out. And I think this is going to be, you're going to be pleasantly surprised with what this team pulls out.
One thing that Connor Murphy hates when he's on the
Connor,
program.
Right?
I love him. And I have such respect for him.
He's awesome.
But the one thing he hates is when I pretend I know what I'm talking about. And that's the thing is that because the players, we were talking about this earlier with Luke and Ellis about Mitchell Trubisky. It's really when Mitchell Trubisky's getting all these, you know, guys, 400 pounders are sitting at home going, this guy's no athlete. You know, I mean, it's like, but we're fans and we want the best for all of these guys. And the one argument that you consistently hear now with Hawks fans is that the unsung hero of the great run from 2009 really on to 2015 was Marian Hossa. Because Marian Hossa is the difference maker there on transition and all the rest of that. The greatest two-way player maybe in the game.
I would agree. I think Marian Hossa, I have always been a fan of his. I think that not only is he a great two-way player, but as good as he was with the puck, he was even better without it. And those are the kind of players that you really are drawn to, that you really love, power forward type guys that can do things just as well without the puck as they can with it, that make things happen. And, you know, I think the Hawks do have guys like that. And I think you're going to see guys like Jonathan Toews get hot. He's already starting to put in big goals and big moments. And you got DeBrincat getting hot again too.
Who's a name that we're not thinking about right now that you think is going to be a big time player in the second half here?
Dylan Strome. I think Dylan.
I have his pepper or salt shaker. I'm not sure which.
With him and DeBrincat.
Yes. Yeah. It's the Hawks, they do something for the holidays every year. Last year it was a gravy bowl made out of the Zamboni, which is not called a Zamboni, an ice resurfacer or whatever they call it.
Yeah, it's an Olympia. They still make Zambonis. Yeah.
So it is really, they did a salt and pepper shaker for Strome and DeBrincat. I'm not sure which goes with which, but it's you put that on the holiday table. That at least starts a conversation, back to your earlier point. Nick, thanks so much for being with us. Gizmo, Nick Gizmondi, you get to see him on the Hawks broadcasts from Chicago for sure, and then we'll be seeing you on the road, too, I can assure you of that.
Love it.
Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we've got the news coming up at the top of the hour for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then, I always forget his name. What is the guy that's coming up after that? I'll think of it. Just hold on.